You are now listening to a Jalen Harris podcast. Hello, hello to all my dear listeners that are just now tuning into this podcast. It's Jalen Harris, and I'm here with you today to explore technological representation within the media. Although the last part of my previous statement seemed pretty loaded, it is something we fairly see and often think about when we watch movies, TV, or let alone any form of entertainment. A gimme example of this would be like The Terminator or The Matrix, as they have depicted pretty popular conceptions the public has about new technology. Although I would love to spend hours on why the T-800 is a misunderstood AI robot that was only taking commands from its future CEO, or how the Matrix itself isn't this vast and intricate digital world, but rather a small and simple universe, I would like to bring the focus on this little 1996 anime film called Ghost in the Shell. See, when we talk about media representation on technology, Ghost in the Shell isn't given the props that it necessarily deserves when depicting it. From the mind of Mamoru Oshii, we follow a cyborg agent named Madoka Kusanagi and her partner Beto, as they are tasked with tracking down the Puppet Master, an infamous hacker known to enter the minds of cyborg-human hybrids. Beyond the synopsis, the world-building within the film highlights key characteristics on what makes this new tech special. I mean, in Ghost in the Shell, cyber brains exist to serve as this needed necessity that everyone within this world has, which pushes the envelope a bit more than these cyber elements can easily replace human elements, if not, in fact, make them better. The cyber example relays back to how coded bias depicted the general public's reliance on our cell phones. With our cell phones, we take the human element out when conversing, as more people lean towards a more tech-savvy approach rather than a face-to-face one. Another key characteristic I found within this film are psych mechs. Although they are human, I see the similarity of the developers Encoded Bias and psych mechs, as they're a group of people basically creating psych technology used for the common public. However, psych mechs are not affirmative in their opinion in the movie on whether their technology is negatively or positively affecting the public livelihood in comparison to developers Encoded Bias, where they seem to strongly feel as if though their technology isn't really benefiting much of the common public. But honestly, I could really dish more about key characteristics, though I really wanted to touch up on what the film is presenting at hand. This may contain some spoilers, so in case you do want to see the film, you could simply turn off the podcast. If spoilers won't be a bother, then I will continue to spoil the rest of the plot. Okay. In the final conclusion, Madoka and the Puppet Master begin to merge together into this one being, as Madoka was heavily convicted on who she was, pertaining to her cybernetics and what little human component she contains. From this ending and Madoka's ongoing internal conflict, this film explores technological identity existence, both of which are key themes that are shared within the 2014 Academy Award-winning film Ex Machina. Ava is not only the cybernetic-like Madoka, but also an AI that has the same wonderment about what it means to be human that too Madoka struggles with. Both films vary in the way they frame their respective messages and themes. Within Ghost in the Shell's framing, we are always reminded through small bits of dialogue and moments to self in which Madoka questions her identity and being of existence. Although much of it is internal and hinted at, it's treated as an intentional message meant to be thought of. In Ghost in the Shell, the world treats digital technology as the crowning jewel of evolution, as much of the city brings this like dystopian cyberpunk atmosphere from the sleek and bright neon designs many of the streets and buildings embody. Though despite the city portraying that stigma, Ghost in the Shell tends to lean more towards a neutral side of technology, as we can see its drawback and attainment for people. This representation of technology in this movie doesn't draw parallels to many I've seen in class, or when it comes to staying neutral within the majority of the plot pertaining to technology. Overall, I feel Ghost in the Shell's representation of technology is one that is devotedly philosophical, especially when it comes to a time where like cyborgs could potentially exist and whatnot. With technology becoming more rampant in progress, I find this movie to hold some sort of relevance to what exactly makes us human. As we start to see particular human elements expire and soon to be replaced. I mean, it makes me think back to times when a lot of friends would visit places such as malls, libraries, or even like little rent me places such as like Blockbusters or even like a Redbox. Many of these things are becoming artifacts of the past, along with face-to-face interactions becoming less common thing as with, things such as COVID and whatnot hitting the common public, online technology through apps such as Zoom or even Google Duo or any FaceTime app have become more lenient ways of communication rather than a face-to-face physical interaction. Honestly, Ghost in the Shell is a representation often overlooked and forgotten about, and one that definitely deserves to get more praise than it gets.